today on Life Talk.
Evil rulers, authorities, powers, spirits. That's your enemy. And where is the battle waged? In the unseen world, in the dark world, in heavenly or spiritual places. And that's where the battle is happening. That's where the battle is taking place.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're looking for some encouragement, words of hope, solid biblical truth, and maybe even a laugh or two, well, that's exactly what Pastor Jeff wants to share with you today. We know life can get pretty busy and complicated at times, so we're truly grateful you've chosen to take a break and listen to the program. Now, if you're not able to hang out with us for the entire program, you can always check it out at our website, lifetalkradio.us. In fact, you can find all the programs right there waiting just for you, lifetalkradio.us. But right now, here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about today's program on Life Talk.
The Bible teaches that we're surrounded by an invisible world, a world of angels, demons, a world where God exists and where His Son, Jesus Christ, sits at His right hand. It's a world where there is a heaven and there is a hell. And it's also a world in conflict where spiritual warfare rages each and every day. The forces of good and righteousness do battle against the forces of evil. This is why the Apostle Paul plainly tells us, we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. In our new series, Spiritual Warfare and You, we're going to learn about the reality of our enemy and how to win over his attacks. And right now, as you listen to me, you are no doubt in some level of spiritual warfare. So grab your Bible and follow along as I share part two of this brand new series, Spiritual Warfare and You, with the message, Your Enemy.
We've all got an enemy. We've got a Savior. We've got an enemy. We've got somebody for us and somebody against us. And so let me just read this up here, Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That word is schemes or strategies, that you may be able to stand against the pre-strategized attempts of the enemy to take you down. The devil doesn't shoot a shotgun, he shoots a rifle with a bead. That is, he's strategic. He's defeated, but he's strategic. So it's a wiles of the devil, the strategies of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. I'm going to get real foundational. I'm going to start out really at ground zero. And I want to talk to you about not just my spiritual warfare, your spiritual warfare, your enemy. And I'm going to deal with two things today. Your enemy, and the kind of battle that we're in. What kind of battle is it? Because we're in a battle. Once you're saved, give your heart to Jesus, it's an upstream fight. It's an upstream trek that we take for the rest of our days. We're in a battle against the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and against a very real foe called Satan, the devil, the serpent, the deceiver, that old serpent, what somebody once called split hoof, a real devil. And so Paul begins his talk about warfare today in telling us what kind of battle we're in. What kind of a battle is it that we're fighting each and every day, mainly in the battlefield of our minds? What kind of a battle is it? Paul says, first of all, I want you to know this is a spiritual battle. We're in a battle that is spiritual. Our battle is not one of guns and knives, bombs or chemicals or fists or fights. That is not the battle that we're in. That's not the good fight. That is not the battle we're in. The Bible tells us that we are in a spiritual battle. It's a battle against unseen powers that seek to destroy our lives, carry the lost to hell, sabotage the Christian's walk, and ruin all that is good and godly. We're in a battle with an unseen enemy. You can't see him. You can't touch him. You can't sense him with your five senses. See him, hear him, taste him, touch him, smell him. You can't. He is not in our material world, but he is in a spiritual world. If you read the four Gospels, you'll discover about a quarter of Jesus' ministry was spent delivering people from Satan's grip. I've got good news for you today. You will know the truth of Jesus, and he will set you free. And he whom the Son frees is free indeed. Not free like you think you're free, but free, truly free, free indeed. The Bible says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth when he was on the earth with the Holy Spirit and power. And he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil. Do you hear that? There were people everywhere he went that were under the power and sway and control and authority of the devil. And Jesus set them free everywhere he went. Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a hand of praise for that? Amen. Well, I got to reading my Bible, which is always a good thing to do. And Jesus cast out demons in synagogues. The first demon he cast out was a demon that went to church. He cast out demons in Galilee. He cast out demons in houses, outside in the open, amongst the multitude, at the seashore, in a ship, in the fields, and in every city and village, everywhere that Jesus went. He went around everywhere doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you're oppressed of the devil, there is a Savior and a Deliverer in the house, and his name is Jesus. Can we say that name together? Jesus. He was so big on casting out spirits that even one day, the first woman who saw him after he had risen from the dead, Mary Magdalene, it says Mary Magdalene was a woman out of whom he had cast seven devils. Those that followed him had been delivered by him. The New Testament epistles reveal beyond a doubt that we as Christians are in a real battle with a real devil in real time. Submit yourselves therefore to God, James said. Resist the devil and he will, say it with me, flee from you. Can you imagine the devil running from you? How fast would you run from a rattlesnake under your living room couch? I guarantee you'd leave your slippers on the floor. And you would burn out of that house fast. Have you heard that rattle underneath the couch? You know this word, flee? It's that strong. It means run as if in terror of. Can you imagine the devil being so terrified by Jesus in you, he runs like there's a rattlesnake after him? I love preaching the word of God. I just do. Because it's true. And the word of God sets people free. Peter said, you better be sober-minded and watchful. Your adversary, everybody say my adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking somebody to eat alive. He's not talking about a figment of imagination. He's talking about a real devil that is really out to destroy and kill and steal. So if Satan isn't real today, I want to ask you a question. Where did he go? Because he was sure real to Jesus and sure real to the apostles, and sure real all throughout the New Testament. Now you notice that Paul used the word wrestle to describe our spiritual battle with Satan. Wrestle means an intense contest. We've all seen wrestlers, and here's their goal. They wrestle with this in mind. I'm gonna get my foe, I'm gonna get my adversary on the mat, and I'm gonna get him where he can't move and where he taps out. Yeah. And when he taps out, he's saying, you've defeated me. The picture Paul is drawing here is that when Satan comes into conflict with you and me, he wants to get us on the mat of defeat where we tap out and we say, I quit, I give up, I put up the white flag, I can't win this battle, I am defeated, I guess I'll quit church, I guess I'll lose my testimony, I guess I'll walk away and quit praying and quit this Christianity thing. And you know what? When you do that, you have tapped out. The devil's out to get you to tap out. But here's Paul's idea, that he doesn't see you doing that. He sees you getting the devil to the place where he does that. He sees you getting the devil to the place where he taps out. Come on, everybody. He's showing, this is in Paul's mind, he didn't see you being defeated. He says, having done all, stand. Stand, therefore. He sees you standing and the devil tapping out. Amen. So we're in a wrestling match with a foe, the foe called the devil. So our battle is spiritual. Can you say it with me? My battle is spiritual. Now, there's something I want to bring out of this that we read today. I've never preached on, but it occurred to me I should have, and I need to, because one of Paul's big points is the only other thing I'm going to deal with today. He said, your battle is spiritual. You are not dealing with flesh and blood humans. When you're in a battle, you are not dealing with flesh and blood humans, not ultimately. Now, that's not the way I feel. When I'm going down I-35 in rush hour traffic and people are cutting me off and making hand signals at me, I'm looking at a human being. That's not the devil. When I blog about Jesus, and I do that on Facebook, and I comment on various things, and when people write me and they attack me and they say all kinds of evil things to me, it's hard for me to think, well, I'm not dealing with a human being here, because I'm dealing with a human being who's saying nasty things to me. And so it's real hard to believe when Paul says, we are not battling flesh and blood.
Pastor Jeff will be back in a moment, but first I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. First, you may not be able to stay with us for the entire program, but don't worry, you can find the full program at our website, lifetalkradio.us, along with all the programs. Lastly, we get emails and calls every week from listeners just like you who tell us how much the program means to them. But we want to hear from you too, so let me encourage you to connect with us by calling 877-884-3111, or you can email us through our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us or call 877-884-3111. And now, let's go ahead and get back to Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
It was very easy for the people in Paul's day, the Christians, to say, well, I know I'm dealing with flesh and blood because the Roman government was against them. The Roman citizens were against them. Christians were being killed, crucified, whipped, beaten, jailed, ostracized, losing their families, ripped from house and home, all by people. And so Paul says to them, he says, I want to remind you that ultimately people are not your enemy. You are not dealing with people. So we must assume you're dealing with people under the influence of your enemy. He names them against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Listen to these things. Evil rulers, authorities, powers, spirits. That's your enemy. And where is the battle waged? In the unseen world, in the dark world, in heavenly or spiritual places. So you're dealing with rulers, authorities, powers, and spirits, and they are in unseen, dark, spiritual places. And that's where the battle is happening. That's where the battle is taking place. But I read him say, you're not dealing with flesh and blood. And I want to go, well, how do I understand that, Paul? That my battle is not ultimately with people, because it sure seems like people to me. It's people I struggle with all the time. It's people that attack me and us and Christians in general. And they attack the truth of God's word. And they attack the Jesus that I love. People on TV, network newscasters, you name it, the so-called comedians and comedians who are not so funny anymore. All kinds of people are involved in attacking the faith and attacking us. So it's hard for me to go, Lord, it sure seems like it's people to me. So here's my question. In a conflict, what part is them and what part is the enemy, and how can I know the difference? And let me bring it a little bit closer. How about when you're having a battle in the home? Or at work, or in the church, is the devil involved? Because he said, my battle's not against flesh and blood. Is the devil involved? And if he is involved, to what extent? Now, here's what we got to understand. Let me answer the question. Here's what we need to understand today. This is reality. In the same way the Holy Spirit can influence the words and actions of people. Stop there a second. Did the Holy Spirit this week influence you to say something or do something that was good and godly and right? Sure he did. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. That word filled means controlled by, controlled by the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, but be controlled by the Holy, what, everybody? Holy what? Spirit. You can't see him. And yet you've got a spirit you cannot see that is influencing your words and your behavior. And so we bless people. We pray for people. We do good things for people. We witness to people about Jesus. You know, we find somebody lost, and before we know it, the Spirit of God moves on us, and we bring up Jesus, and we begin to talk about Jesus. You know that came from the Holy Spirit, because no man says Jesus is Lord but by the Spirit. So in the same way the Holy Spirit can influence your words and actions, the devil can also influence the words and actions of people, and let me just go ahead and say it, even Christian people. For instance, we're told, let me give you a couple of examples. We're told that when Judas betrayed Jesus, Satan was involved. Now, Judas had his fault. He had his blame because he yielded to the devil. But I want you to listen to what the Bible says. Then Satan entered Judas. So he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them. So we see that Judas, who betrayed Jesus to be killed, was influenced by the devil. He was influenced by the devil. He was being influenced by the devil. I'm not talking about demon possession, where your head spins around and you spit out pea soup, like Hollywood shows it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about terrible possession. I'm talking about when you're influenced by the devil and sometimes you don't even know it. Can I give you an example? Simon Peter. Good old Simon Peter. Thank God for Simon Peter, because he's so much like me. Now, here's Simon Peter. One minute, he's saying something by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, "Who do you think that I am?" Simon Peter blurted it out. He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus was amazed and thrilled. And he said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but my Father in heaven revealed that to you." And so what he's telling him is, Simon, you spoke under the influence of the Holy Spirit. You were moved by the Spirit that is holy. But I mean, just minutes later, he ruined his attaboy because Jesus begins to tell the disciples, they're going to arrest me, they're going to beat me, they're going to whip me, they're going to kill me, they're going to hang me on a cross. And it says Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, far be it from you that this would happen to you." And Jesus said an amazing thing. He wheeled around and he looked right at Simon Peter, but not so much at Simon Peter. He looked right at Simon Peter and said, "Get behind me," who? Satan. "For you savor the things that be of man and not the things that be of God." And see, what Peter did not know is when he was out of his own heart trying to convince Jesus not to go through this suffering, this pain and suffering for which he came into the world, he didn't realize it, but Satan had landed on him and was using him, using somebody Jesus loved to turn him away from the will of God. And Jesus knew, I am not talking to flesh and blood, but I'm talking to the devil. And he bypassed Peter completely and addressed Satan and said, "Get behind me, Satan. I know who's talking through him. Get behind me, Satan." Don't you know Peter was shocked? What? What? Satan? But Jesus wasn't calling him Satan. Jesus was not even rebuking Peter. Jesus was dealing with the enemy that was seeking to use Peter. Are y'all with me now? So here's where I'm going with this. How can I tell the difference between when I'm just dealing with a person and when the devil has gotten involved? At home, at work, from the public arena, how can I know it's the devil? I'm going to answer it this way. For me, I know it when I see it, because it's a discernment thing. Did you know the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you is a discerning spirit? He's a discerning spirit. And the Holy Spirit inside of you, one of the things he has placed inside of us to do is give us the ability to discern between right and wrong and evil and good and what is of God and what is of Satan. That's one of the reasons he's there. You remember when Paul and Silas were walking around preaching and that little girl with the spirit of divination began to follow along behind them? And it says that she was saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaimed to us the way of salvation." Well, that was a true statement. What was wrong with it? She was promoting men. And it says that Paul turned around greatly troubled and said, I command you. He's not even talking to the girl. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. He bypassed flesh and blood and went straight to the source and dealt with the source. Because some of you, it's not your spouse. It's not your boss. Now, please, I'm going to give you some advice. Please don't go home and say to your spouse, Satan, get behind me. I'm not a prophet, but I can tell you that will not go well. Here's what you do. When you discern that, hey, this is not flesh and blood I'm dealing with. I'm being attacked. This person is tempting me to sin. That can't be the Lord. This person is attacking my faith, mocking me, blaspheming my Jesus. That can't be the Lord. That's the accuser of the brethren. This person is doing all they can to hinder my ministry and stop me from the will of God. That can't be the Lord. When a person is doing all they can to lure you into false teaching, and you know the truth, but they're trying to get you into something that is false, that's not the Lord. Paul said to the Galatians, who's bewitched you? There comes a time in a battle where we stand up and we say, I'm dealing with the devil, so what do? If the enemy is using a person, you go into your prayer closet, you shut the door, and you begin to do battle in heavenly places and begin to bind and begin to come against and plead the blood and speak the name of Jesus and bind that enemy off the person the enemy is using and deal with it in a spiritual dimension, because fighting flesh and blood only yields more fighting flesh and blood. I have been in battles before where, I'm telling you, I've had the devil look right at me through somebody, and I knew it. It didn't take a rocket scientist. I knew it. And I knew that the devil was using them against me. And when I did it right, I got into the prayer closet. I gave them to God. I gave the enemy to God. And I began to bind the enemy. And I began to pray that God would set them free. And I never addressed it to them. I addressed the power behind them. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Principalities and powers. And then after a while, you begin to see a change in the person. And you realize that something spiritual has shifted. Because you dealt with the source. Now, it may take a while. It may take a while. I've been in battles where the enemy was using a person to derail me. I've been in battles that took a few years. Say, well, that's encouraging, Jeff. Well, you know what? If that's what it is, that's what it is. But it's not that way anymore. Now that person loves me, and that person is totally out of a self-destructive lifestyle. Let's go to the Lord. Father, we thank you for your blessing today. Now, we've received a word. This is a word right to some of you, because some of you have got someone in your life Satan is using against you. I leave you with the word. You're not battling flesh and blood. You're battling the enemy who has found somebody who will yield to him, and he has fought on a spiritual plane. Now, God, I come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for your goodness, your presence, your blessing. And we pray that, Lord, you will be glorified in every life in this room. Now, I told you with our heads bowed that I was going to pray with you at the end if you felt you needed Jesus in your heart. And I'm going to do that right now. Very sacred moment. If you have a question about whether or not you're saved, pray this with me. See, Jesus can't set you free until he owns your soul. But you must yield your soul to him and say, Lord, come in. So I'm going to pray a prayer. Pray it with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sin. I believe you died for me and rose from the dead so that I could be saved. Come in, Lord, and be my Savior and Lord from this moment forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. To get a copy of today's message, give us a call at 877-884-3111. Or you can pick it up at our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's 877-884-3111 or the website, lifetalkradio.us. And while you're there at the website, you'll find today's message along with all the messages from Pastor Jeff on our Listen page. You can also sign up to get our e-devotionals, ministry updates, our exclusive Life Talk listener emails, and a whole lot more. We'll even send you a free gift just for signing up. And be sure to check out the resource page, as it's packed with so many things we know you'll be interested in. Again, the website is lifetalkradio.us, or call us at 877-884-3111. One last thing. Your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. We know Life Talk is making a difference in your life, so this is how you can make a difference to ours. Please take a minute to send your best gift at the partner page on our website, lifetalkradio.us, or by calling 877-884-3111. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly appreciate it. Be sure to join us next time right here on Life Talk.